USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another day of brutal cold and heavy snow across much of the United States. The National Weather Service says a new storm packing snow and ice will blast parts of the South and Midwest today before hammering the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast on Thursday. Power remains out to millions of people in Texas. Austin Democrat Mayor Steve Adler says Texas wasn't ready for this kind of extreme weather.
Well, it failed because we have a system that wasn't hardened and ready for sustained weather at 18 degrees below zero. But we need to start taking a look at extreme weather situations. It's not as unusual as it used to be.
Experts say the coronavirus pandemic is negatively impacting the mental health of American children. The CDC says mental health-related visits to the emergency room are up 24% for children ages 5 to 11. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Retail spending rose in January by 5.3%, the first increase in 4 months, driven by recent virus-related stimulus payments. Analysts also believe spending habits are changing due to the virus. A tradition in Canada continues to raise money for cancer research.
The world's longest game of hockey has come to an end after more than 252 hours of play. The event, held at an outdoor rink in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, is an annual fundraiser for the Cure Cancer Foundation, supporting life-saving cancer research at the University of Alberta. 40 players took the ice on a 24/7 schedule in frigid temperatures starting on February 4th. Over 252 hours later, Team Hope eked out a win over Team Cure 2,649 to 2,528, breaking the Guinness World Record for the longest hockey game. However, the most impressive number was the money raised for the Cure Cancer Foundation, $1.84 million. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With less than a year before the 2022 Olympics, there's a bill on Capitol Hill wanting the United States to boycott the Games.
The 2022 Winter Olympic Games are set to begin in 1 year in Beijing, as calls are increasing for the Games to be moved out of China. Florida Representative Mike Waltz has introduced a resolution calling on the United States to boycott the Games if they aren't moved, saying the U.S. cannot in good conscience participate in an event hosted by a brutal dictatorship. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo agrees. He tells Fox News that China's behavior shows they don't deserve to host an Olympic Games.
The Chinese Communist Party is engaged in an effort to eliminate an entire class of people, the Uyghur Muslims. This is genocide. This is what we know from the 1930s. You talked about the Olympics in Berlin in 1936. We ought not afford the Chinese Communist Party this propaganda victory. And I appreciate these athletes want to compete. They want nothing to do with politics. They just want to be out there doing their best on the world stage. And I have great empathy for them. That's why the International Olympic Committee has a responsibility. There's still almost a year. We can have these games someplace else. I'm sure we can find a nation that would love to host it, a nation that would really uphold the Olympic ideals.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Spring training starts today across Major League Baseball. Pitchers and catchers are reporting to their complexes in both Arizona and Florida. Position players are expected to arrive early next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.